everybody. So this is the Hallmarkies podcast, and we are so excited today because we are here to talk about the best of non-Hallmark from the holiday season. And if you've been listening, you know that Amy Lynn Craig and I have been going through each week and giving our thoughts on these non-network movies. And so exciting. And we have a special guest in addition to Amy today. We have a huge Hallmark fan, huge holiday movie fan, Lara Ann Marie is here.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. And have you been a Hallmark fan for a long time, Lara?
Since 2013, I really love Snow Bride, and that's when my Hallmark movie love really started.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good one to love. Yeah. And you were pretty impressive as far as your, that's why I wanted to ask you to have come on the show. Your holiday movie viewing was near almost equal to my own, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yes. Round of applause for you.
Yes.
You did a fantastic job.
You were at 73 at last count. Is that correct?
Yes.
Very amazing. Very good job. And so I thought, let's have another perspective for this top 10 list, and it'll be really fun. So I hope you all had a good Christmas. Amy, you have a fun Christmas?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Good.
How was yours?
Mine was very simple. I kind of celebrated my family a couple of weeks ago because they were going to be up with my brother in Oregon, my parents. And so it was just kind of me relaxing and hanging out and having fun. I did get to see one Christmas movie that we didn't get to report on that people might find interesting. I watched Mr. 365. This is directed by Christy Will Wolf, who's done many a Hallmark movie. And it stars Chelsea Hobbs and Christopher Russell. And it is available if you have a subscription to the Passion Flicks streaming service. I was able to watch it in other ways. And it's about this guy who celebrates Christmas every single day of the year. And Chelsea plays a producer who decides they're just going to make a reality show based on his life. And it's definitely spicy. It's not for everybody, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was really pretty charming. So if you're in for something a little more spicy than Hallmark, you might like it. So there you go.
That sounds really good. I just wrote that down. So
okay. Yeah, that does sound really good.
I want to watch that. Yeah.
Check it out. And so there we go. So let's start with our list. Overall, Lara, would you say that you think that how do you think the other networks did this year in comparison to Hallmark?
I really enjoyed the Lifetime movies this year.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think they did that maybe Hallmark is missing?
They cast a lot of my favorites from my childhood, like Melissa Joan Hart, Beverly Mitchell.
Yeah.
All those people.
Yeah, they did do a good job with the cast. And last year they had really, really good casts, but I didn't feel like the stories were up to snuff last year for the most part, except for Snowden.
Yeah. Yeah. But
this year, I think that they worked on that and they were better. And you'll see Lifetime is very heavily featured on my list. On my top 10.
Mine too.
So what about you, Amy? What did you feel from the different networks that maybe Hallmark might want to take notice of?
I feel like Lifetime definitely stepped up their game a little bit this year. And I think they're a little bit different from Hallmark in just that Lifetime, because of their branding, and especially during the year, they have kind of interesting movies. That they can have a little bit more. This is Amber's favorite thing. They have a little bit more stakes in their movies. Lifetime a little bit more. And then Up, I feel like this was for Up Channel's year was last year's Lifetime year. Yeah. So I feel like Up next year is going to raise their bar even more, hopefully.
Yeah.
And then Netflix did an awesome job. Yeah. Just, I feel like they did a great job. Life, or it's not called, what is it called? Freeform, not ABC Family. Freeform kind of set their toe in this year. So I feel like they're going to try to increase a lot next year.
Yeah, I think you're right on the ball. I felt like Lifetime was willing to have a little bit more whimsy this year than any of the Hallmark movies, with exception of maybe Shoe Addicts was the only one that really had any kind of whimsy and magic at all. And I'm not saying that I'm not saying that all of Hallmark movies should have whimsy, but it'd be nice if you're going to make 38 movies to just shake it up every once in a while and not have every single one be a traditional rom-com or workplace comedy. Like, it'd be nice if we got a little bit of variety. But yeah, I think that that's one thing that they excelled at. I think that Netflix excelled at making like feature film worthy movies.
Yeah.
All of theirs. Yeah.
And they were all family friendly.
Yes.
But still more adult than Hallmark, if that makes sense.
That's the way to describe it. Like a little bit edgier, but still like, still definitely PG-13.
Yeah, there isn't any, I don't think any of the Netflix movies, I wouldn't mind like my little, any of the people I babysit, any of the little kids, I'd let them all watch it. Yeah. So yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, let's dive in and give our number 10 picks. Do you have any honorable mentions that you wanted to share first? Or
No.
I did have a couple honorable mentions. I have, in my honorable mentions, I have A Very Nutty Christmas. I'm surprised that didn't get in my top 10. The Princess Switch and A Christmas Switch. And I also wanted to just give a shout out to Santa Jaws, because I think it did exactly what it was set out to do. And I think it did a really good job of it, but it just didn't quite make my top 10.
Yeah.
But it was good. Also, I think Coins for Christmas was really solid. It didn't quite make my top 10, but I think it was a sweet little movie. And TV One, I guess, who made it, should keep going. Make more. In essence, Atkins is really good actress, and I look forward to seeing what she does next. So let's get started and talk about our top 10. Okay, so for me, I have as my number 10, let's see here. Yeah, for me, I have as my number 10, I have, wait, did I also, I did include feature films in here because I just feel like it's at an advantage that these TV movies don't have. So I didn't include Anne and the Apocalypse in my list, is what I'm saying. So, all right. Let's talk about number 10. My number 10 is Country Christmas Album from ION Network. I thought this movie was really solid. I it's, you know, these two singers that are forced to make this Christmas album together. And I thought that it was pretty well acted. I thought that they had pretty good chemistry. Like the drama and the conflict was reasonable and felt relatively realistic to what a singer might have to deal with as far as dealing with her child and what she's going to do. And I thought the singing was pretty good. I liked it. And there was a lot of singing. So if you didn't like the singing, then you wouldn't like the movie, but I liked the singing. So overall, I thought it was a pretty good movie and I have it at number 10. So Laura and Anne-Marie, what do you have at number 10?
A Very Nutty Christmas.
Ah, what do you like about that?
I like the story, and I love Melissa Joan Hart, and it was just a fun movie, I thought.
Yeah. It was really fun. I loved how Barry Watson just went for it. He was so funny. Yeah. Very, very good pick. Well, Amy, what is your number 10?
My number 10 is The Christmas Contract, and that was Lifetime.
Ooh.
Yes. So, and
so down low. I'm shocked.
Well, it wasn't like my favorite, but I really enjoyed it. And it exceeded my expectations because I've never seen One Tree Hill. I had no idea who anyone in this movie was. I have no clue. So I was expecting there to be like, there might've been in this movie and I just didn't pick up on them. Like a ton of like hints or like jokes about One Tree Hill that I didn't understand, but it just ended up being a really cute, solid movie and I liked it. And I might start watching One Tree Hill now. So
well, be
how
careful.
Long ago like, was that on?
There's like 11 seasons. So when, buckle in.
Oh, yikes. Maybe not. Maybe that's a commitment, but
That's funny.
But I gave it a solid 3 stars if we're ranking these.
Okay, good, good. All right. Well, let's talk about my number 9. I have Christmas Lost and Found. I thought this was utterly charming. I liked the whole conceit of the scavenger hunt. Turned out really fun. I loved her hunky neighbor. He was great. I liked the, you know, the grandma daughter relationship. And she was a little bit of a brat at the end and being ridiculous. But overall, I just thought it was sweet. I enjoyed it. Amy, what about you? You have a number 9.
My number 9 surprised me. Okay. So it's The Christmas Catch from Up. And at first I like really ragged on this movie and I felt like I just didn't like it that much. But The thing is, I keep thinking about, like, I keep going back to it and being like, maybe I should watch that again. I don't know why. And now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, I actually kind of liked it. Like, there were some weird things, definitely weird things in this movie. But I don't know. It just, for some reason, it grew on me. Yeah, over the past couple weeks. So, yeah, The Christmas Catch. I don't know. I want to watch it again for some reason. And I gave it 3.25 stars.
Very good. Did you get to see that, Laura?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was funny. I don't know. I mean, I didn't hate it, but it didn't quite make my list, but I can see the appeal. He was very dishy, that guy.
Yeah, he was.
He was very good. So I hope he gets to be in more things after this. He's very good. So very good pick. Laura, what do you have at number 9?
Hometown Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. What do you like about that?
The 3 love stories. I like the cast, and the snow room scene was my favorite, one of my favorites this year, season.
Yeah, that snow room scene, was so good.
Yeah.
I loved that, and I loved how they did the near kiss in that movie. It was so well done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good one. You liked that one, Amy, correct?
Yes, that was super cute. I loved it. Yeah. It didn't make my list, though.
It was fun, though. Yeah. All right. So, number 8 for me on my list is Every Day is Christmas. And going into it, I mean, I love Christmas Carol. So, I was hopeful, but it seemed like, they're not doing anything unique or different. It's just a female version of Christmas Carol, which we've gotten a million times. And you can listen to our whole podcast we did with Alonzo Duralde about female Christmas Carol. I didn't expect much, but I thought it was really quite good what they did, because I thought that having her mother and father be the ghosts, who she had just never really gotten over their loss, really added this emotional heft to the story that really worked for me. And I thought every time she saw her mom, her reaction was just so perfect and really worked. I didn't think the romance really worked in it, but I just, all the pure Christmas Carol stuff worked so well. And I thought that whole thing of it really not being about money at all, but about her using work to deal with her grief ineffectively. I thought that worked very well, and I thought it was actually an interesting take on the story. So that's why I ended up having it at number 8. So did you ever see that, Amy? Did you ever get to see it?
Yes, I did. It was very, it made me very emotional.
Yeah, that's very emotional.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, that's what I thought really worked about it. Like I said, the romance, it was pretty lame.
Yeah, that's why I didn't make my list. It wasn't
Did you get to see that, Laura?
Yes.
Yeah.
Made me cry.
Yeah, it did, right? It was good.
I have to say, there were quite a few good tearjerker movies this season.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
True. They did. So, all right, Amy, what do you have at number 8?
For number
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Eight, I have No Sleep Till Christmas from Freeform. This movie, I don't know, I wasn't expecting to like it, but I ended up really liking it. I specifically loved the cast, and I loved the way they, and I know there are a couple in real life, the two main characters. Yeah. But I feel like their banter and they just worked off each other really well. And it just made the whole situation, if it would have been two different actors, would have just been kind of weird. But the way that they had chemistry and everything, it worked so well. It was adorable. And that was the good Freeform Christmas movie this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that for sure. Yeah. I didn't mind The Truth About Christmas, but this one's definitely the best of Freeform for sure. You'll see I have it on my list. And Laura, did you get to see that one?
Yes, and it's actually my number eight.
Oh, perfect.
Woo. Great minds think alike.
Like about it.
It was a different story, I thought, and I really liked the chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'll be pleased to know I have it at number seven. No Sleep Till Christmas. So perfect. Perfect timing. I really thought it was a very well executed rom-com. Yeah, this premise is super convoluted of how they get to this, but it worked. They had great chemistry. I the ending wasn't my favorite. That was the only thing I would have changed. Is changed the ending a little bit. So it's not quite so mean to the guy.
Yeah.
I would have ended it just a little sooner, and I would have given a better ending kiss than we got. That they had great chemistry. I thought that it was fresh and something new. It had almost nothing to do with Christmas, I guess you could say, was a little bit of a flaw. But I hope that they keep making rom-coms together. I think they have tons of potential. Yes. Dave and Odette, Annabelle. I think it could be a fun thing if they keep doing these, and the ending, as far as the joke at the end, did was pretty good. That was pretty funny. So Laura, what do you have at number seven?
Santa's Boots.
Santa's Boots. So what did you like about Santa's Boots?
I'm just a really huge fan of Megan.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yeah, I just wish she sung in it. Like whenever they were sinning, I was like, oh, why didn't she sing in it too?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I guess maybe part of my problem with that movie is that my expectations were wrong, and I was expecting it to be kind of like have Christmas magic and be kind of light and fluffy, but it turned out to be kind of actually quite sweet and sentimental, and this story of, you know, him in his dreams and stuff like that, and her, it wasn't really a comedy at all, I would say. So that's an interesting pick.
Yeah, that Santa Boots I really liked. It just didn't make my list because I feel like they didn't talk about the boots enough.
Yeah, they didn't really even bring them up until about 30 minutes in at least.
Yeah.
So, all right, what's your number seven, Amy?
So my number seven is A Very Nutty Christmas from Lifetime. I gave it a 3.75, and I think it was honestly just Barry and Melissa's chemistry made that. And they both took their roles so, like, everyone in that movie took their roles seriously, and it just made it 10 times better. And it was just so cute and so funny.
Yeah.
And I mean, what better than getting to see Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Matt Camden in a movie together? Like, come on.
Yeah, that's what made it great, is that especially Barry Watson just played it completely straight, and you know, similar to movies like Enchanted and Elf and things like that, where they're just completely playing as if they are these people in this world. You know, there's not a winking, like, haha, you know, kind of thing about it really at all. So I agree, it was pretty funny. I really debated about including it on my list. I went back and forth because it was really fun. It's a good choice. All right, number six, I have Christmas on Holly Lane. And I liked this one a lot, despite Giles Patton's shocking infidelity. That was so surprising. But I think because it was surprising and it wasn't like every other movie, it did get some points. Plus, I thought the acting was really strong. I thought that it was real and there were some real things that happened and relationships. You know, it's not a fairy tale kind of story. And I would be really, really curious to see where it goes. It wasn't predictable and had, like I said, lots of, I think, good performances. So Christmas at Holly Lane gets my number six. Did that make either of your guys' lists?
I haven't actually gotten to see that yet.
Oh, you didn't get to see it? Yeah.
No.
It was, I mean, sorry, spoiler alert. It was kind of, I mean, because I'm just sitting here expecting this fluffy movie, and here you've got stories of infidelity and, you know, all this stuff, and I was like, whoa! But it was done well, and it was moving, and I liked it. So, what do you have, Amy, at number six?
For number six, I have Christmas Pen Pals.
You
know, on the preview show, I ragged on that movie so much, and I ended up really liking it. And I really loved the chemistry in that movie. The chemistry made it for me. And just the whole, like, thought of, you know, the original spark and the letter writing and everything, it just ended up, it was so heartfelt to me, and it just worked really well. So Christmas Pen Pals is my number six, and I gave it a 3.8.
Very, very good choice. I love that one. What do you have at number six, Laura?
Christmas Chronicles.
Oh, very good. What did you like about Christmas Chronicles?
Kurt Russell.
The mysterious actor that Amy's never heard of.
Okay, I know who he is now. I just realized, like, I never put a name to this guy. I was like, oh, he's that guy from Overboard that has that kind of voice that's kind of, you know, recognizable. I know who he is, all right? I didn't know his name.
Yeah.
And in my defense, every movie I'd seen him in was when he was much younger. So, like, compared to now as Santa Claus with white hair, like, come on. Give me some slack, okay?
Yeah, very good. No, it was a really fun movie. In fact, I have it at number five. So I clearly like it very much. I have Christmas Chronicles at number five because I just thought it was very nostalgic. It felt like something from like the 80s, which I grew up in the 80s. Because I'm older than you guys, and I really thought that most of the humor worked. I didn't really like those thugs that they had. They were a little too mean for me, but for the most part, the humor worked. And I thought that, you know, this is very cool Santa, but then I thought it also had heart, you know, with the loss of their dad, them trying to deal with it. There was some emotion there that I think worked pretty well. And I liked those little elves were the cutest. So the cutest wicked elves. I liked them very much. So I have it at number five. It's probably the best made of any movie on my list. It was really well done. So Amy, what do you have at number five?
I have A Twist for Christmas for number five. I really, really enjoyed it. And I've been pining for years for a Black Friday love story. And this is as close as I'm going to get, I think. So I don't know. I just think they were cute. The kids were kind of didn't match the parents all that much. But you know, it was just, it was super sweet, super cute. There were a lot of questionable things, but at the end of the day, I wanted to watch it again, yeah, and I really yeah. just liked it. So yes, I gave that 4 stars.
It was really cute. I mean, there were some bonkers parts, like when they have the stethoscope to the gifts. That was hilarious. And the Oreo record player was so bizarre.
Oh my gosh. That was like so much product placement. I did not expect that, honestly.
It was the most random product placement I've ever seen, but it was great. But did you get to see that one, Laura?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Yeah. It was really cute. We actually have next week, next Monday, we have our interview with Brendan Zube, who is in that movie. We got to talk with him, and he was a delight. So fun. And yeah, I like the fact that neither of the characters were villainized for for working hard and their careers. And it was very sweet. Good choice. So Laura, what do you have at number 5?
Christmas Lost and Found.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one. It was really good. Clearly I added to my list. Did you get to see that one, Amy?
Yes, I did. I really enjoyed that. Yeah. The relationship was just so heartfelt.
Yeah. 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 That's good. All right. So my number 4 on my list is The Christmas Contract. I loved the whole setup, of course, of the fake fiance. We all know that. It was hilarious and great. And I just love Robert Buckley and Hillary Burton. Robert Buckley is so handsome. It's just like, are you human? Are you a real person? Because he's so handsome. And but also charming and really great. He was on a show called Lipstick Jungle that was only 2 seasons, but it was so good.
I loved what?
Have you seen Lipstick Jungle?
No.
No, I've never even heard of that. What?
It was great. It was on like NBC. It had Brooke Shields in it. And okay. Yeah, he was on there, Robert Buckley. It was really good. Anyway, that's how I know more than One Tree Hill. But no, I just thought this was a really charming, classic Christmas movie, TV movie. And I like the fact that it was set in kind of an unusual environment for these Christmas movies. You don't see Louisiana that often. And so it was sort of nice, as opposed to the typical things that you always see. It was like, oh, they're eating gumbo and there's a bluesgrass band. It just made it a little different than your typical set in Vermont movie. So I really enjoyed it. I have it at 4. I didn't know Lipstick Jungle would be so scandalous.
Well, I just looked up Lipstick Jungle and it came out in 2008. I was 10 years old. I probably wasn't allowed to watch it. So like, that's probably why I didn't know it existed. I wasn't watching, you know, TV shows at night when I was 10. Yeah. So
it's by the same creator who did Sex in the City. So it's a little spicy, but it's still network television. So don't do it. But anyway, Amy, what is your number 4?
My number 4 is from Netflix, Princess Switch. I ended up really, really liking that movie. Yeah. And it's super cute. And I just, I love seeing Vanessa Hutchins in like a different light than just the singing teenager from High School Musical. Yeah. And I don't know. I really enjoyed the relationship, and I liked their switch, and it gave me Parent Trap vibes, and I don't know, just made me super happy. So I gave it 4.25 stars.
Yeah, it was a really good one. I have it as an honorable mention. I really liked her. She was really funny. I liked both of the guys. They were hunky. Mm-hmm. And it was really charming. I really enjoyed it. I had no real, it was sort of a Prince and the Pauper kind of story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a good pick for your number 4. Laura, what do you have at number 4?
My Christmas Inn.
Oh, good. Okay, what did you like about that one?
Tia, and I like the story, and I like the sister-sister reunion, the mini reunion.
Uh-huh.
That's about cool. It.
Yeah, that was fun. I wish they'd given us more time.
Yeah.
With the reunion, it was felt a little cheap to me. Like, we're going to advertise, so we're going to have them back, the parents back, and then they were hardly in it, but still, I enjoyed that one, too. I remember we talked about it, Amy. I liked that they did the whole he's eavesdropping on her getting the job offer kind of thing. Like, that whole scene was done really well at the end.
Yeah, it was. That was awesome.
Yeah, good choice. That was good. Okay, so number three, I have one that you guys probably haven't seen, but I have Angela's Christmas at number three. This is an animated, you know, I love animation, but it's on Netflix. It's a short, and it is the sweetest thing you've ever seen. It's about this little girl who goes to church, and she sees the baby Jesus in the manger, and she worried that it's getting too cold because it doesn't have enough clothing, whatever they're called, wrappings or whatever they're called, swaddling clothes, I guess. She's worried that the baby Jesus is gonna be cold, and so she basically like takes the baby and like figures out a way to get it wrapped up and brings it back. And it's just this little story about her and her family, and it's so cute and very well animated. And so I really enjoyed it. So I have it at number three.
That I ended up watching that with one of my kiddos, with my little 5-year-old boy, and he thought it was so cute, and I just loved it. Yay! And it was just such a good like conversation starter with with the little boy, and he was asking me questions, and it was adorable. And I loved it. So yes.
Yay! Oh, good. Yeah, it's so cute. And yeah, it's like religious without being like annoying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
And he was telling me like this little, cause he's 5. And so he was telling me about how mommy told him the Christmas story and told him about Jesus. And it was really cute. It was a great, like, for a little kid to start like a conversation with me and he was telling me about Jesus. He was like, now this is how it happened.
Yeah.
And it was really adorable.
Yeah, that's so cute. And like at the courts, it's also just a, like, if I wasn't religious, I could still enjoy it because it's really about service and family and you know, all the good things about Christmas. So yeah, I'm glad you got to see it. Yay. Did you get to see this, Laura, at all?
No, not yet.
Yeah. You should check it out. It's really cute. So, Amy, what do you have at number three?
Number three, I have A Christmas in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Rachel Boston, Andrew Walker. They were a perfect pairing. I loved Mrs. Claus being Aunt Hilda, Aunt Zelda, whichever one she was from Sabrina. I can't remember. But it was just so cute, and I loved it so much, and I loved the bakery and the little girl in the story, and it was just so cute, and I wish he would have been Santa Claus's son.
Yeah,
but other than that, it was awesome. It was so cute. I loved it.
What did you think of that one, Alara?
I thought it was cute. I think I have to rewatch it. Sometimes if I rewatch a movie, I'll like it more.
Yeah. I didn't love it. I thought that, I don't know, it was just, I just felt like it was kind of stale. Like, to me, it didn't bring anything new or interesting, or I don't know. I just, I'm like, maybe I had just seen too many that week that were the save the bakery kind of a thing. And I just felt like they didn't have as much chemistry as I thought they would have for me. And I guess I was just hoping it would have been a little bit funnier and a little bit, I don't know. I just didn't love it. To me, it was a little boring, but I can totally see why it worked for you, Amy, and why it would be on your list, because it had all those positive elements that you said. So very good. All right. Laura, what do you have at number three?
The Christmas Contract.
Oh yeah, it's so good. Is that the only one that's made all three of our lists?
I think so.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, what did you like about it?
The chemistry, the story.
Yeah. That's a really, really good one. Okay. Very good. All right. We're at number two. This is very exciting. I have Christmas Pen Pals at number two. I loved it. I loved the whole concept of all these people writing letters to each other at Christmas. Is so brilliant, so romantic. And I liked every single character. I loved her dad. I thought Michael Gross was great as her dad. Giles Panton as this doctor. He was great. And all the other supporting characters all writing to each other was just great. And I loved Niall Mater and Sarah Drew. They were so good. Such chemistry. The writing letters is so romantic. The ending was so well done. Perfect. Like when she's like, you gave the book to Daniel? It was so, I was like, yes. And I thought that Niall Mater was very sexy in the whole movie. He did a great job. And I loved it. It was great. So I have number two. But Amy, what do you have at number two?
For number two, and this was so hard for me, my number one and my number two, I was like, oh, but which one? And so it was very hard on me, but I finally settled on this. My number two is Christmas on Holly Lane. And I gave it a 4.8. And I just love the story of the three girls. It reminds me of me and my best friends. And just them working together and being awesome women together, not necessarily relying on the men in their lives. And I don't know, it just ended up being so cute. And I feel like it was a pilot and I feel like it should be a series. And I really want it to be so bad.
I know. Yeah. I feel like I need to talk to Amy Winter and get her on board because it would be so good as a series. My favorite drama of any of the rest of mine were all kind of, well, I don't know if you consider Angela as a drama, but whatever. It basically is my favorite drama. So, all right, Laura, what do you have at number two?
Christmas Pen Pals.
Oh, yay! What did you have? Why did you end up being your number two?
I love those kind of love stories, those like long lost love, childhood.
Yeah.
Friends. And I related to Hannah, so.
Yeah, she was really relatable. Yeah, for sure. All right, big moment. This is very exciting. Everybody probably knows my number one, of course. But my number one is Christmas Perfection. It was so funny. I just about died. Especially the fake swearing was hilarious. The Christmas swears. There were so many jokes that I thought paid off. But I actually thought the whole premise had a ton of heart to it. The idea that like she gets confronted not just with her perfect Christmas, but with her perfect versions of the people in her life and how she wishes they would behave and her kind of coming to realize that she appreciates the uniqueness of everybody in her family and her friends. I thought it was a really great moment when she tells her parents, that she misses the real them, even though the real them is them divorced and them kind of fighting all the time. Like she ends up missing that. So that was actually really good, I think. And I've seen it now probably four times this season because I get something different out of it every time. And every time I think different things are funny, like when she has to pick between the cider, eggnog and hot cocoa. She's like, I don't know what, I don't want to pick. I want you to pick. Well, we want you to pick. Like that whole thing was so funny. And I don't know, I just really thought it was great. To me, it was just about a perfect Christmas movie. Is Christmas Perfection. It was perfection indeed to me. And so I have it at number one. And Amy, what about you?
All right. My number one, and I picked this on my number one because I've seen it six times already this year.
Six times.
And not exactly by, well, some by choice, some not by choice. But I did Christmas Chronicles.
Okay, good.
And it just, that movie ended up being something that when I saw it the first time, I watched it by myself and I was like, oh, I want my mom to see this. I want my little brother to see this. I ended up because I'm a babysitter and a tutor. So like with all the kids pretty much that I babysat, when it went to, oh, let's turn something on Netflix, I knew it was safe for them to watch. And I actually really, really enjoyed it. And it kind of reminded me, it gave me those vibes of like the Santa Claus and like a Christmas movie I would want to watch every year with my family.
Yeah.
So yeah, even though apparently I don't know who Kurt Russell is, I'm never going to live that down, am I? Oh. but yeah, so it is my number one.
Very good. Good pick. It was really charming. Very, very charming. Laura, what about you? What's your big number one?
Christmas Perfection.
Yes! All right. What did you like about it?
I liked what you liked about it, and I'm also Irish, so I liked all the, that it took place, in, like, the whole thing took, well, part of it took place in Ireland, too, so.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, perfect Ireland too.
Yeah.
I love the scene when she freaks out at the gingerbread girl. She's like, I don't want your cookies anymore. And she's like, no, I'm sorry, sorry. That was so funny. And yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Very wise choice. I approve.
And it's one that I've watched many times too.
Right? Yeah. It's very rewatchable. You really do see new things every time you watch it that you didn't notice the first time. So very cool. Well, that's fun. Great. I think our lists are really good. Let's repeat our list real quick, just so everybody, just a reminder. So I have at number 10, I have Country Christmas Album. Number 9, Christmas Lost and Found. Number 8, Every Day is Christmas. Number 7, No Sleep Till Christmas. Number 6, Christmas on Holly Lane. Number 5, Christmas Chronicles. Number 4, The Christmas Contract. 3, Angela's Christmas. 2, Christmas Pen Pals. And number 1, Christmas Perfection. So, Amy, why don't you go over your list?
All right. So, for number 10, I had Christmas Contract. For number 9, I had Christmas Catch. For number 8, I had No Sleep Till Christmas. For number 7, I had A Very Nutty Christmas. For number 6, I had Christmas Pen Pals. For number 5, I had A Twist for Christmas. For number 4, I had Princess Switch. For number 3, I had A Christmas in Tennessee. For number 2, I had Christmas on Holly Lane. And number 1, Christmas Chronicles.
Very good. Great. And Laura, what about your list?
For number 10, I had A Very Nutty Christmas. Number 9, Hometown Christmas. 8, No Sleep Till Christmas. 7, Santa's Boots. 6, Christmas Chronicles. 5, Christmas Lost and Found. Number 4, My Christmas Inn. 3, The Christmas Contract. 2, Christmas Pen Pals. And 1, Christmas Perfection.
Yes, very good. Yeah, we actually had a number that made up all of our lists. We all talked about No Sleep Till Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we all, I think we all mentioned The Christmas Contract.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. And Christmas Chronicles. I think we all had those on Christmas. I think we all had Christmas Pen Pals.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So very fun. I think that's a pretty good slate. So if you guys, if you're listening and you've seen any of these, let us know what you thought and what your ranking would be of the non-Hallmark Christmas movies this year. Where would you have them ranked? And yeah, thanks so much, you guys, for doing this. This was really fun.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And so, Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Amy Craig, and on YouTube, youtube.com/weekendallstars. Just finished up Vlogmas, so yeah.
Guys, check out our channel. It's really fun. And, Laura Marie, where can people find you on Twitter?
Laura Ann Marie.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the full Twitter. No numbers required. That's pretty rare.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, we'll have links to all that in the description section. And so you guys can follow them. And yeah, we've got lots of fun stuff coming up on the podcast. Our podcast covering this weekend's movies, if you're wondering where the heck is that, we have that coming on Friday. We are going to be talking with the, I'm going to be joined by the girls from Mel and Dory from All the Feels podcast, and we are going to be covering all 5 of those movies. So that will be really, really fun. And so look forward to that. And then we are going to be doing our podcast previewing Winterfest coming up next week with Greg McBride and the Hallmark, and we're going to talk about the Midnight Kiss and the Winterfest preview and that podcast. That's going to be really fun. And so lots of fun stuff coming up. Let us know what you think about these movies and what you would like us to cover as far as non-Hallmark in the upcoming future. We'd love to hear your suggestions. And you can follow me at Rachel's Reviews on iTunes and on YouTube. Love for you to check that out. I do weekly family movie night picks on Mondays, and it's a lot of fun. So make sure you're following the podcast, The Hallmark Keys Pod, all of our social media. And if you can give us your reviews on iTunes, we really appreciate it. And your thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. So thanks again, you guys. And we will talk again soon. We can say Merry Christmas one last time. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Yay!